to Real World News.
There is no justice for poor people, only struggles, that is how we live. Mariano Castro lives in Ibipita, 30 kilometers from Curuguaty Municipality, Caringasho Department, Paraguay. His home is 5 kilometers from the Marina Quelan, where on June the 15th, the police repression resulted in the murder of 11 landless peasants. Mariano lost one of his sons there, and the other two were injured and are in jail. Adolfo was 28 years old and was the father of two children. Adalberto was shot in the leg and is in prison in Coronel Oviedo Regional Prison in Caguazú Department. Nestor, who was also arrested, is in Asunción, capital of Paraguay, receiving treatment for his injured jaw. His father is the head of the Commission of Victims of the Groups of Families of the Peasants who were murdered during the massacre, where six police officers also died. Marina Cue is irregularly in the hands of cattle company Campos Morumbi, of businessman and former politician of the Colorado Party, Blas Riquelme, who died on September the 2nd. The information managed by Mariano is that his son Adolfo was executed. Before losing his life, he had given his 3-year-old son to a woman who never left his side during the hell lived during the attack by the police. She protected him during the shooting and kept him with her for hours, even after being arrested. She gave him only at the Curuguaty Health Center, where she arrived injured and arrested. Her name is Alicia Agüero and was imprisoned at Coronel Oviedo. I'm sure that all the people who died there were landless people, not criminals. They were all working people who wanted a piece of land, and that's why they lost their lives, said Mariano to Real World Radio. The leader's mother tongue is Guarani, however, he spoke in fluent Spanish with us. Mariano's statement of the people murdered in Marina Cue not being criminals is not a coincidence. It is a response to a large part of the Paraguayan conservative media, which can be associated with the traditional economic and political power of the country, which didn't hesitate in stating that those who were occupying Marina Cue were criminals or terrorists. They were innocent, said Mariano. The head of the Commission of Victims of the Family of the People Murdered in Marina Cue also told us about his son injured in the jaw and who is currently in jail. So far, he's only been able to feed on liquids. If a human being is in jail, injured, it is unfair, and added that human rights don't exist. Mariano can't visit his sons as often as he would like to. Amid economic hardship, it is impossible to pay for travel expenses to Coronel Oviedo or Asunción. The families of the dead peasants are demanding three specific things: the release of the arrested people and the dismissal of the charges against the 54 fugitives, economic compensation for the families of the murdered people, and the granting of contested lands to landless peasants. Since 2003, we know that these are state lands, these are not privately owned lands, said Mariano, who explained that this certainty gave way to the peasant struggle over the Marina Cue land 9 years ago.
You are listening to Real World News.